couldn't help think when I heard about that lady having prayed and God directed her to the car and that young girl, that how that fit in really well with our message last week. I don't know how many of you have been thinking about last week's message, about taking a risk and what Paul did, and what Ananias did, and the fact that it was so out of character for Paul to be there and for Ananias to respond to him and be willing to respond to him. And I thought, this woman could have just fluffed it off and said, "Ah, that's not the Lord talking to me. That must be crazy." And she could have gone to the mall or done something else. But she didn't. She really took a risk. She listened, she obeyed, and she went where God took her, and this young girl's life was saved. How precious, how precious. I've had it confirmed several times. I don't know how many others have had it confirmed, the message from last week confirmed in my heart. I was listening last night. I was in the kitchen, cleaning up the kitchen fairly late in the evening, and there was a message of a pastor. Golly, I don't even know who he was, but he was preaching on exactly the same verse and sharing about, the risky business, how important it was in Paul's heart to get the message out after that. So that's exciting. So it brings us to our memory verse for today. It's Acts 4:12, if you've read in your discovery. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I looked up the word name again, because it's not just like our names, like Pat or Vern. We don't think of something behind those names, just the words, P-A-T or Carl, K-A-R-L. You don't think of anything behind that. But a name in Hebrew meant something. And what does the word name mean? It means in the authority or character of. Aha. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name or character of under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved except Jesus Christ. Amen. Can we celebrate that this morning? Is there any other? Were you saved by anyone else? No. Were you, Megan? No. By who are you saved? Amen. Our Father sent Jesus Christ, amen, in whom we're saved. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's say the memory verse together, and then we're going to start right out by celebrating him. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Let's celebrate Jesus.